Okay, so we have some more questions.
Yes, we have questions.
Mm-hmm.
From Bakta Selami from Istanbul.
Mm.
He is asking, how does Jagannath appear in the world? What is his mission? Onun görevi.
Well, you should read the story. There's a book about Jagannath by Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada tells, otherwise it would be very long here, but there's the story about how Jagannath appears in Jagannath Puri. Of course, that form of Krishna is the eternal form of Krishna. It's form of Krishna when he's in ecstasy of separation from Vrindavan. And at a certain point in history of this world, then Krishna manifests that deity form for the benefit of his devotees. And that's connected to the history of Indradyumna Maharaj, the king of Puri. I suggest that you get that. It's a long story, but a nice story. In fact, I was just recently listening to a cassette Prabhupada explaining it. Okay. So, next one.
There is a lot of similarities between Turkish culture and Vedic culture. Could it be possible that it's an heritage culture for Turks? Did they live this Vedic culture in the past country?
Well, there's similarities between every country in the world and Vedic culture, because at one point all of the world was ruled from Hastinapur, from India. And Srila Prabhupada writes that Vedic culture was all over the world, although probably to different degrees also. And so just as in India, what we have now is the remnant of the Vedic culture, in different countries of the world, there'll be some remnants of that culture. It will be, you could say, a degraded form of that culture mixed with the influence of Kali Yuga. There are temples, Vedic temples, all over the world. Just like in Bishkek, there is this Agni temple that dates back to thousands and thousands of years. Deities of Vishnu have been found in South America and other places. Even in the Caucasian region, Russia, there are temples. And there are certain remnants of existing past cultures everywhere, which indicates that there was some type of global culture. So yeah, Turkey also. Prabhupada talks about the Turks, they're mentioned in Bhagavatam. And then when I think speaking of Bhagavatam or Rajasuya sacrifice, one of the two, then there's lists of different sages coming from different parts of the world, like Caspian Sea and even further over. And then the beginning of Bhagavatam explains how all knowledge that we have now are remnants of the original Vedas that were distributed to different sages in different parts of the world. So it's not just to Turkey, but it's to many countries. Mahabharata talks about how the Pandavas went to different parts of the world to conquer. But all of these cultures are now very degraded. So really what we need to establish is the essence of Vedic culture, which is chanting Hare Krishna. We don't so much want to just re-establish, we're not, Prabhupada said, a social movement, but we want to re-establish the essence of Vedic culture. And for that, we want to give at least that structure of Varnashrama. And Varnashrama meaning that society is structured on the principle of pleasing Krishna based on the laws of God. But if you want to know how much of Vedic culture is left in Turkey, then you can see how little of Vedic culture is left in India. So even in India, there's so little left. So what to speak of how that resembles Turkey.
Hindustan, another question is somehow a little bit linked with that. In Kurukshetra, I heard, this is my question, I heard Turks were in the fight at the side of Kauravas, Kuru.
Say that again.
I heard Turks were in fight at the side of Kauravas, Kuru. Uh-huh. Do you know anything in, or did you hear about
it? No, maybe if someone looks at Mahabharata closely, and if there's a list of where the different kings came from and what part of the world they were originally from, then you could answer that. It may be that that's the case. Because the kings of the world all came from all over the world. They were there, so I'm sure they were also there from Turkey. But if the Turks were on the side of the Kauravas, that means the Hungarians must have been on the side of the Pandavas. there are different, many different research and books, because the names were different at that time of countries, correlating the different areas, different names given in Puranas, Mahabharata, with present countries. And because most of the modern countries are, they're different than they were at that time. It's more likely that the region is what's being mentioned in Shastra that correlates to these countries. But everyone was there, everyone was fighting. So 64 million soldiers were there. Somewhere else it says 640 million. And only a few thousand were left at the end. So it was a bloody war.
Chok to ask Guru Maharaj if you would like to say a few words to Turkish Yatra. Suggest.
Yeah, I'm well, first is that I'm very much looking forward to coming and visiting. The last year, and still for another 6 months, I'm very much tied up with this book. But next year, I'm certainly planning to travel, and the only places I really go to is Hungary, Turkey, England, and Romania. And I very much appreciate everyone's efforts to try to serve Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, they'll be very much rewarded by their efforts in practicing and giving Krishna consciousness to others. Very important thing is to study Srila Prabhupada's books. Everyone is really clear about what Prabhupada's line of Krishna consciousness is. So devotees don't get distracted by other philosophies or don't get weak from just being in the middle of the middle of the material energy. And the essence is to chant Hare Krishna nicely and conscientiously. By chanting Hare Krishna, then everything will come.
Hare Krishna, sir.
And keeping regular good association with devotees. That association is most important, because practicing Krishna consciousness on our own is difficult or impossible. And then we set that date when we will have the video conference. And Hare Krishna. And then we have our next festival will be Holy Name Festival. So if some devotees want to come for that weekend, then they're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Too bad.